Blog Talk Radio.
Going on,
oh.
I
do
you do?
Apologize.
Well, I think he's busy right now, but we gonna put him on in the background. Inspirational crew. What's going on?
Hi. How's it going? Oh, I'm blessed. So blessed. I had such a beautiful and wonderful Christmas. And I had a Christmas giving, and I just felt the love in the air. Oh, my goodness.
That's wonderful. That is so good. I know everybody had a beautiful Christmas, and those that didn't, you still had one. You know why? Because you're living and breathing in God's
beautiful air.
I tell you, that's a blessing right there. That's a gift right there.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, we are so grateful that you're in the house today. We're going to have a beautiful show today. We have one of our dearest friends on, and she will be coming on as the best thing y'all could ever want, to be a millionaire.
All right.
So I'm already a millionaire. So y'all don't know. Y'all didn't know that I was already a millionaire.
All right.
Now you know. Yeah, you know. Now you know if you did.
All right.
Before we get started, we want to say prayer. Today, you know, I want to do a favor prayer over all of our listeners, all of the broadcast, all of our hosts, and our guests.
Yes.
So everybody just sit back, and I tell you, just join in and pray with me, because we need more. Like you say, boy, two or more join together, so is our Lord in the midst of us. So we need that prayer going forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for making us the righteousness of God, accepted through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, and because we are blessed and highly favored by you, Father, we know that we are the object of your affection, and that your favor surrounds us as a shield. And the first thing that people will come in contact with is that favor shield.
Yes,
Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, that we have favor with you and man all day, every day, all day long. People will go out of their way to bless us and to help us because of your favor, Father, and we thank you. Father, we have favor with everyone that we deal with every day. Doors that have been closed, Lord, you are going to open them in the name of Jesus on our behalf. Father, we have preferential treatment and special privileges because we are your favorite children in the name of Jesus. You know, we know that you will not withhold one good thing from us, Lord God. And because of your favor, Father, our enemies will not be able to triumph over us. We have supernatural increase in promotion, and we declare restoration of everything that devil has stole from us in the name of Jesus. He's going to have to return it to us 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Father, we have honor in the midst of our adversaries and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and expansion of territory. That's why we thank you, Lord God, for the roof that's upon our heads, Lord God. Lord, if it had not been for you, it might not be so. Father, in the name of Jesus, because we are favored by you, we have great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities.
Yes.
Lord, we have recognition, preeminence, and honor. Petitions are granted to us even by ungodly authorities. You'll change policies, rules, regulations, and laws on our behalf, and we are so grateful and thankful, Lord God, that you will do this for us. Because of your beautiful favor that's upon our lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the radio broadcast. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you for our host, Lord. And we thank you. We ask that this favor cover us in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, without you, we would not be able to win battles. Because you fight all of our battles for us in victory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we all agree and stand here together, Lord God, we ask that you continue to let favor shine on us, Lord God, because we know right now this is the set time and the designated moment for us to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on our behalf. So, therefore, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we walk in the favor of God in the comfort of the Holy Spirit every day, all day, every minute, hour and second, favor will come to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
2016 is in trouble. It's in trouble because we're gonna invade it like a virus.
Christians take over.
Yeah, like a virus. We're gonna invade it. Take it over.
My Lord.
Oh, it's a new day. Yes. It's a new day. We in a field of victory today. I'm telling you. I've just been shouting that all day. It's so many things I'm just writing down. Okay, this was going to happen this year, all year. That's right. You got to put that thing out in the atmosphere.
Hello?
Let them know. Let the devil know he ain't got no power.
I hope you ain't tore up your high
not yet. I ain't tore it up yet. See, it's getting ready to get tore up. I'm already setting the, you know, push your stuff to the side. I don't want to break up.
All right.
Just in case I get out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Well, I tell y'all today, we want to get ready to introduce our guest for today. But before we do that, we would like to know, Minister D, you got any gospel news for us today?
I got news. I don't know if you want to call it gospel news, but it's news.
Oh, Lord. But see, if it's not gospel news, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. What you got? What, let the people know something. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I would title this by saying, be careful what you eat before you go to bed.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
A Florida woman smelted and then dealt her husband a beating after he repeatedly passed gas in bed. This lady, who is 55 years old, is facing misdemeanor battery charges after she elbowed, scratched, and kicked her husband inside their Port St. Lucie, Florida home, according to Florida cops. She elbowed her husband after he passed gas in bed in the middle of the night and eventually kicked him out. When he returned to bed and continued to cut loose, she furiously kicked and scratched her husband. She stated that she asked him several times to stop. So her husband suffered 6 to 5 inch scratches on his chest, and his T-shirt was ripped in 3 places from the altercation.
Wow.
He was restraining his outraged wife, and her lip got split in the process. He did not push me. He was restraining me, and somehow my lip got split open, she told the cops when they responded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't want him to go to jail, but she done beat him up. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Look, Logan.
I want to know tomorrow.
Be careful what you before you go to bed.
Be careful. It ain't even got to be before I go to bed. I might do that in the morning, you know, when I wake up. I mean, I just need to know what the moral of this story is.
The moral of the story is be careful what you eat before you get into bed. It might turn out painful.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay, that's what I said. Wow. Okay, we got that. We Ooh,
I want this
we,
to call
we,
it a sweet. It wasn't a sweet smelling savior. That's what it was. It was.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a Evangelist Peppercorn. I couldn't even get on to tell y'all to say anything. Cause, see, the thing is, Minister D came on with that right there. Mm-hmm. And I just had to do some special praying because I knew if I got on here and said something about what he said, it was going to be a problem. So prayers don't went up, so the blessings got to come down. And my thing is I've asked God to bless him with a mind. Bless him with a mind, period.
Oh.
Okay, bless him with a mind. Well, to think right, because he's not thinking right. He's not thinking right. What kind of news is that?
Well, I'm just saying, that you see what happens when the funk hit the fan.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, y'all stay in prayer. That's all I got to say. All right, well, anyway, and in that exit, let me tell y'all a little bit about our guest today.
Okay.
Lois Candy Vernon. That's my girl. Y'all don't know that, but you know it now. Lois Vernon Candy. They call her Candy. Of Candy Inspirations in Fairburn, Georgia, is a professional speaker, trainer, coach, and author. A master of motivation and inspiration and transformation, her experiences have been phenomenal when it comes to helping and hurting people heal. Candy has been ministering since the tender age of 16. She completed her undergraduate studies in organizational management and her graduate studies in human resources. After many years of working in the field and helping many in the area of building self-esteem, whether it be performance on the job, in the home, or at school, whether you are seeking professional or personal growth, Candy will show you how to cope, blossom, and grow. So for those who don't know her, I'm introducing her right now to you. Sister, my friend, my buddy, my ace in the hole, Lord, Candy Vernon. What's going on, Candy?
Hold on, recover the throat. Candy!
Yes.
Wow.
I was waiting on that. I wouldn't talk until I heard that. Oh my goodness! I'm so honored. I'm humble and blessed just to be back on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Oh yes,
thank you,
we miss you, girl. We miss you,
Derek.
Welcome home.
How you doing, girl? How you doing? I'm so glad you came on. You came on. You gonna tell me about how I'm gonna be rich, right? That's what I'm waiting on, cause I've been waiting on this all week. I'm gonna be rich after you tell me all this, right?
Yeah. Vangis, first I want to say, Vangis Globy, you prayed that prayer. I tell you, you touched on everything
that
permission to be a millionaire is all about. You know, it's all about God. You know what I'm saying? And all that he has for his people. We become weary and we're fainting along the way, but God wants us to know to lift up our eyes, look to the hills when we come at your strength. Everything that you need, God got it. You know what I'm saying? So I just come to just kind of just push that into your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise thank God for your inspirational crew. I hear them in the background back there.
It's just they on their J-O-B. Well, I tell
you,
we want to know. People are really listening in today, and they want to know permission to be a millionaire. Do we have to have permission to be a millionaire, or what? We want you to tell us a little bit about just what inspired you to write this book.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is the first thing. It was divinely inspired. Okay. Well, one evening, let me tell you a little story. One evening, I was sitting there in my office having a party, which consisted of three invites. Me, myself, and I.
Okay.
I was having a pity party, a good old-fashioned pity party. You know, I felt as though I was just failing God. I knew that I was created for a purpose. And so often we all say that. I knew I was created for a purpose. And even though I was doing things I thought that pleased God, there still seemed to be something missing. And now, for the record, I don't believe that God is at all satisfied when we have our little pity party. Because it's obvious that he's not included. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a pity party. It would be a praise break. Amen?
Come on now.
So I got up and I went into the kitchen and I began to cry out to God. I said, God, I'm so tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. I'm tired of doing things my way. I said, Lord, I surrender to your will and to your way. You told me if I ask, you said it shall be given. And I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, but, Lord, I need you to guide me. So I began to pace that kitchen floor. And all of a sudden, I just spent around, and suddenly out of nowhere, the Spirit spoke to me and said, I dare you to look up. I dare you. Ooh, Lord, I said, Lord, help me. That's all I said, Lord, help me. And he said to me, he said, where art thou? I said, what,
come
Lord?
On.
Where is your mind?
Oh,
don't you know that I created you wonderful? I placed gifts inside of you. My word say? My word says I give thee power to get up.
Oh, my God, don't
that
stop.
That means I give you the ability, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Lastly, I give you permission, my baby, to be a millionaire. I was shouting up in that kitchen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know you're all right now.
He said, go tell my people. You know, sometimes we go through things and we don't know why we're going through them. But there's a reason. There's a reason behind it. Some things we go through is for us later on to testify, to be a vessel just for God, to go tell other people, let them know that you already have the promise inside of you. You already been given the promise. You have that. He said, Jeremiah said, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord.
Thoughts of peace
and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I want you to know, people out there in radio land right now listening to the sound of my voice, 2016, God said, I want you to walk in expectation, because he gave you that expected end. So you walk in expectation. Everything, like Grover said, Evangelist Grover said, everything the devil stole, he got to give it back.
All right.
God is getting ready to give you double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. The Holy Spirit was letting me know I was worrying about it instead of resting in it. In the promises. Evangelist Glory, I ran back in that office with a brand new mind.
Come
he
on,
said, let his mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. I realized that I was not only having a pity party, I was having a funeral when I was speaking death into my own life and to my own situation. We all need to start speaking life into our situation. No unclean words, no negative words should be coming out of your mouth. For your words have power. Your words have power. Your words are the difference between broken stress, lifted and blessed. And I come to tell somebody that this evening, this, you got to change the way you're talking and speaking over your life. Start speaking good things, blessing and wholeness over your life, over your body, over your family, over your finances. This is your life. How do you want to live it?
Come on, now. We don't give a one.
How do you want to live it? If you want to leave a legacy for your children and your children's children, while you're here amongst the living, you have to work for it, plan for it, and make it happen. Always speaking and putting God first in everything that you do. So you've been bought with a price. Come on, somebody. You've been bought with a price. There's only you and I, but Christ who lives on the inside, he does the work. It's about him. No more I. No more I.
Amen. Yes,
my Lord.
So this book will teach you how not to live on the edge. Stop living on the edge of your blessing. Too afraid to take the next step. Ask God, what's your next step? You should go to bed at night, Lord, I don't have the wisdom, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the understanding, I don't know what my purpose is, but Lord, you give it to me. Ask. That's the method. Ask. I use that method in the book. It says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask for it. He said he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. All you have to do is ask for it. He said, seek, and you shall find. Everything that you need, all you got to do is seek, ask and seek for it. Get up, start searching for it, looking for it. Some of you might have to go back to school, some of whatever it is you have to do, but you got to seek it. Seek it, and then knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If you are prepared for opportunities, they will present themselves. The right people will come into your space. One person said, if the student is ready, the teacher appears. Even the universe will yield to you. So when you knock and the door is open, you can go in and take the city. Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
Well, you know,
Come on.
Now that you done gave me permission to be a millionaire, I guess I'll go on out and go ahead and get this money.
Go ahead and get it. It's yours. It's yours.
Well, really, think about it. I've seen many situations where people really have not gone after what God has for them. Because they're too afraid about what people are going to say and how they're going to ridicule them.
What people?
You know, because, I'll use an example on a smaller scale. You know, Glory, I went and bought a certain type of car. And
I heard about that.
My wife won't drive it every day because she doesn't want to bring too much attention to herself. And I'm like, why are you worried about what other people going to think about what God bless you with?
All right.
To me, that's being To me, that's being ungrateful.
Right. Because you're not showing what God has done for you.
We have to live to please God and not men. Because believe it or not, the ladder that we are climbing up to success, not everybody's going to love on you. So you got to love.
How many times have you heard somebody have haters?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard somebody say, "Well, you know, as long as I'm comfortable, I'm okay. I really don't need to be rich, you know, because you know I don't need this and all that." Why?
My Lord, I need to be rich.
Well, I look at it like this, Minister Derek. You know, I always pray, Lord, help me to be a blessing. If I'm a blessing, I'm already blessed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a blessing, that means I can give more to somebody else. I can't help you if I don't have myself. And you know,
come
and
on,
he said that we should be lenders and not borrowers be. I am to lend unto you, I have to have it in order to lend it. Amen?
Yes. I can bless a whole lot of people if I got money. Hey, I just felt that one.
Yes. And then you can do a lot of things. And it's not all about money. That's not what I'm really trying to press. I'm trying to sit with you could be wealthy and rich and love and
mercy. I understand.
And in serving others. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
That's what it's really all about. You know, that's what the book is all about, because it's saying that if you go out and help somebody else, then, you know, of course your needs will be met. You know, if we are always looking to help one another, that's what I'm always doing. Every time I can turn around and seed into somebody else's life, if I can plant something into somebody else's life, it don't have to be money. It could be time. It could be resources. It could be my knowledge. It could be whatever that God has blessed me with. If I can plant that into your life, then wait, it's coming up again. God is coming up again. God said that he would give it to us. It shall be given unto you good measure. Pressing down and shaking together. Running over. Shall be given to your bosom. So all you got to do is do your part. Do your part. I said the secret and the sauce is three things, and I'm going to be gone. Three things. Trust God, be grateful, and give. Those are the three things right there that will put you on the path. Trust God because he has a plan for your life.
Yes.
Be grateful for everything that he does. Stop grumbling, stop complaining. Because that's not what it's all about. But be grateful for what that you have. Because when you're grateful, it makes room for more. If you have a loaf of bread and you want to put some more bread, you can put bread in there on top of bread if you just press it down. Press it down.
Thank God for this.
You just cracking it on top of them. That's what it's all about. Press down and taking together. Here, give it right back to you. So that's what we have to do.
That's all right.
That is awesome. Awesome. Ooh, y'all don't know. Y'all got a treat when y'all read that book.
Ooh, yes.
You got a treat permission to be a millionaire. You
done
showed out. Because, see, I had my pity party this morning. And here you go, preaching on about not having a pity party.
My Lord.
No, he's not happy with those.
I know he ain't happy with them. He ain't happy with them because I wasn't happy with it after I got through it. My head was hurt. So. I'm telling you, this is awesome because it lines up with everything that has been told to me today. You like the third person that came to me with something similar to this. And this, I didn't even know that this was what the book was all about. Listeners, you got to get this book.
Well, Candy, you might have just set a whole bunch of people free.
Yes, it's yours. But that's what the purpose of the book is supposed to do. That's why he placed it in her spirit to write this book. Because there's so many people out there just ready to just like wondering if what I've been doing, is it in vain? Or am I doing the right thing? Or what am I here for? It's not working. I don't see it. It's not here. I can't go forward. I can't go backward. I'm like stuck. You know, all these different things people think run through people's mind when they've been out here, you know, doing this and that, and they don't see the results of it, you know.
It's all in the Word. It ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing I said. It's not in the Word.
No, it ain't new. It ain't new. But you know, we're not in our Word every day. We'll miss it. We'll forget it.
Lord.
It'll run through us just like X-lax. It just run out. You'll forget all about it. You'll forget all about it. Tell somebody to bring it back to you.
Yeah. And, you know, fun. We search, we go out, we search, you know, near and far for all these things, and going from this place to that place to obtain all that. But God gave you everything you need to get it.
Everything. Mm. Everything.
He's equipped you with everything that you need to get it.
Yes, my Lord. Yes.
A lot of people don't realize, they don't believe it. They don't believe that he has given you everything. You know, they saying, God, come on down here. And God ain't coming down here. He has given us everything we need. It's right here. It's right here. All you got to do is believe, have faith,
yes,
trust God, and do what, you know, the word tells you to do.
Exactly.
But on her note, on the permission to be a millionaire, the note that what I'm grasping from it is one of the secrets, and the main secret of it all, she gave three. Trust God, be grateful, and give.
All
the,
right.
The main one is give.
Okay.
Because
give.
When you give,
all right,
then the doors open. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Give it. Being a giver.
Yes.
That's it right there.
Yes.
That's it.
Amen.
And don't be ashamed about being a giver. And look, that's a whole nother sermon. That's a sermon for another day.
Well, that's why I give, God. I've been listening to it. I give you some talk,
amen,
and I'll give you some walk. And you, whichever you want to take, that's giving. Well, we talking about money.
Yeah,
not
you give me
about
a
money,
head.
But we talking about all aspects of anything. It don't have to be just
amen
money. It's like she said, it's not just about money. I'm sorry to
Mama
take that back. Well, that's what you say. Well, I'm talking about money. Well, I thought you said you were talking about money. Okay. Don't twist it. Don't twist it. She know what I'm talking about. Sister Lois, you know what I'm talking about. You know me, and you know we go ways back.
Yes,
we go ways back.
Yes. Love you.
Don't get it twisted, because you know I'll run you down, too. You know, but you know how me do. You know I do. Okay, I know you got that. You got that?
Yeah, Sister Peppercorn. Sister Peppercorn, she give all the time. She gives all the time. She constantly give me a headache. She constantly gives. You know,
don't get
smarty
pants. Don't do it. Don't do it on the air. I told you about that. Don't do it on the air. Don't do it. Okay, well, we got to praise place about today. I'm telling you, I got to take a break because my head is about that. It got so much. I'm so full right now. And I'm so grateful
yeah
that Sister Lois Candy Vernon, she has a company. I want you to tell them a little bit about Candy's inspirations and what you're doing with that, and so that listeners could know where to go and purchase the book and how to, you know, purchase other things that you're going to be doing.
Thank you, Evangelist Globy, again, for allowing me to come on Glorious Gospel Vibes. I appreciate you so much. You're such a helping
thank
person. You'll get the shirt off your back, you know, so I
yes,
thank
sir,
you for
we
that.
Yes, sir, I'm naked now.
All that you do, all that you do, but all and
thank
an inspirational
you,
crew, thank you for inviting me. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tuggle. I tell you, be careful how whatever it is you were talking about earlier about what you eat before you go to bed.
He do. Off the chain.
Permission to be a millionaire can be found on my website at www.candies, that's CANDEEZ like zebra, INSPIRATIONZ like zebra again, .com. That's CandiesInspirations.com. Or you can email me at CandyVernon@CandiesInspirations.com. And if you feel a need to call me, you can do that also. If you go to my website, you'll see the number. I don't want to just put that out there, but if you go to the website.
Amen, amen.
I can call you anytime, huh?
Yes, you can, Sister Peppercorn, and please keep me in prayer. The website is done beautifully. I appreciate everything and everybody, all the beautiful comments I've gotten. I appreciate it so much.
Oh,
so go
awesome
to the site and please pre-order Permission to Be a Millionaire. It's coming out January, mid-January 2016. If you go now, amen, I will send you free scriptures, pocket scriptures you can put in your pocket and take with you everywhere you go. I might even go in another list just for you. And it's all
you
know.
No, now you're right. Don't try to hammock your number when I call you. Everyone. I want my pocket scripture on point, you know.
Okay, I got it. It's a secure website. So please go there and order the book, Permission to Be a Millionaire, Candy Vernon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on. We love you. Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. We worship the Lord today. So we're going to play a little Abdiva Baxter. Glory to his name.
Praise God.
We have to know that we are already blessed. Got it all going on. We don't know, just don't know. Oh, awesome. Right now we got Inspirational Crew coming up. Let's do this. We gonna have us a good time. Y'all don't know nothing about that, do y'all? Y'all know how good a time we done had here today? Do you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you better ask somebody if you don't. If you don't know.
All right.
Praise God. This is Bishop McCray here today, and I just want to say I'm sure everyone had a wonderful and joyful Christmas. I tell you, it's a blessing to still be here today, and I just thank God for all that great information that came from Candy Vernon on her book, you know, because I wanted to say this just struck me about this pity party. You know, I meet a lot of people that are involved with the pity party and don't even know they're involved with a pity party. They always walking around instead of speaking life, they're speaking about their problems and what went wrong, and they didn't have enough money to do this, couldn't pay my light bill, couldn't pay my phone bill, and this could disconnect. Well, sometimes you have to know how to cut yourself. Cut them loose, you know, because if you want to be a millionaire, you got to hang around people who got the same type of mind who want to be a millionaire too. And I would like to get hold of that book and just read it. I'm sure it will be a blessing. And I thank God for giving someone the knowledge to pass it on down, not just in money, but in favor too. Praise God. I'm going to be coming out a little bit out of the book of Joshua, you know, because Christmas is past and it's coming up to the new year. And I want to just say something a little bit about that. And I'm coming out of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to start with the 15th verse, and then I'm going to go into 1 Kings 18 chapter in the 24th verse. And Joshua, the 24th chapter in the 15th verse, and it reads, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, are the gods of the Amorites in the land where you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, God was good to the Israelite peoples. He did great wonders before their eyes and brought them out of captivity and to the promised land. But before he brought them out, they cried out to God. And he brought them out into a new land. It's funny sometimes how we can be in a situation and we'll cry out to God. But God is so good, and he'll bring you out, and like he brought them out, when they brought them out to the other side. And we see here there was a choice to be made here. Before Joshua took them over, God had laid on his heart, so he had to call the people together, and he said, "Now,
it's we're finna go into a new area now. We're finna go into a new land. God has been good to you, but before we go over there, you need to make up your mind. You need to make a choice today. Don't wait until tomorrow. But before I take you over on the other side, you need to choose whom you're going to serve. Whether you're going to serve God or the land that the Amorites dwell in that your father served. Because I know some of you still know about them gods. Make up your mind this year whom you're going to serve. But you see, they said they will serve God. But we see once they got over there and got into lands where they didn't build, they received their blessings, vines with fruit they didn't eat. And we see here in the book of Kings, First King, problem came up. It was how soon they forgot about God. When they got in their seal houses, and they got to eating of the vines, which they didn't work for. When they got to go to the different fields and enjoy the blessing, and they began to forget about who blessed them to get this. It's so funny how we can easily forget when God brings us out. We can cry out, Lord, help me. I'm in need. I want to be a millionaire. But when God give you wisdom and you become that, how soon somebody will forget where God brought them from. And we see this happen with the prophet Elijah. And it reads in the 21st verse, and it said in the 18th chapter, 21st verse, and Elijah came unto all the peoples and said, how long halt you between two opinions? How long are you going to be halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. You know, there's only two opinions. There's only choosing between life or death. And we can find ourselves hearing the same thing today. It's a new year coming up. The day is far spent and night is at hand. It's finna become a new day now. 2015 is gone. It is surely leaving here. And somebody is still halt between two opinions. Should I serve God or should I serve the enemy? Should I serve and get eternal life or should I serve and get death? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, it has been appointed to all men to die. But God has changed it in the New Testament. Through Jesus Christ, now we can have eternal life. Choose you this year. It's time to stop trying to be halt between two opinions. It's time to say, I'm going to leave the other gods on the other side. This year, I'm coming over on this side, on the new land that God is going to lead me to. I'm going to put away all the Amorites, God. I'm going to put away all of Satan's devices. I'm going to, this year, Jesus has done what he said he's going to do. He has came and died so that we can have eternal life. Now all we got to do is believe in him. And some of us don't want to believe in that. We want to find controversy in it. We want to say, how can a man be born of a virgin? That don't make sense. Come on, Mary, you was something. But The Bible is a book of belief. It is a book of supernatural things that our mind cannot understand. Since we can't understand it, we want to doubt it. But ask God to give you wisdom, and he'll open it up. Then you'll get a clearly understanding that Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the light. So choose you this day. Choose you this year. Serve Jesus. Don't put it off. The whole year done went by, and you still haven't served, given your life to God. Somebody's still not saved. That day is gone. It's behind you this year. So now it's a new day coming up. So start it off right. Start it off right. Start it off right by serving Jesus Christ for the new year of 2016. Give your life to the Lord. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. You all pray my strength in the Lord.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
Oh, bless the Lord. I look to you. I look to Jesus. Oh, that's awesome. That's an awesome song. I tell you, I appreciate Inspiration Crew. Thank you so much. Oh, Lord. Minister Vernon, I thank you. Minister D, I thank everybody today. I tell you, this is a good day. A good day to be in Jesus. That's what I say. And I'm glad for all the listeners that listened in. And don't forget to go out and purchase the book, Permission to Be a Millionaire.
Amen.
Because I will go get my copy and make sure you get a copy. Pay for it.
Get your own copy.
That's right. Get your own copy. And pay for it and be a blessing to a woman of God. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. We're going to have to get on up out of here. I tell you, we enjoyed it. I said we're going and getting ready to go into a new year. We'll be in a new year when we come back next week, y'all.
Sucking. Just forever grateful. That song started out the year with us, and they not here.
Okay. It's something that's not here. But I'm praying that they're home with the Lord, because we got to know that when we leave this earth, that we where we going to be.
We need to know.
Be positive.
They sing an old song, say it's another day's journey, and I am so glad. So glad.
Okay. Well, we'll see y'all next year, the same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We love ya. Be blessed right here, the prayer. We're going to go out with the prayer by Pastor Tracy Wells and Globy Pope. We're going on out, y'all. God bless you.
Hallowed be thy name, O Lord, in all the earth. Your glory shall be declared among the heathen. Lord, how great thou art. We welcome you into this tabernacle. We come boldly but yet humbly to your throne room. We're seeking your face, but we're at your feet. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Here we are, the sheep of your pasture, blood bought, blood washed, and blood covered. Master, Redeemer, Good Shepherd, Savior, in your presence is fullness of joy. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Manifest yourself, Holy Spirit, as we empty ourselves of all flesh and carnality. Let your glory be revealed. Bread of heaven, feed us. We hunger and thirst for you. We draw from your well of living water and not from the sewer of this world. Endue us with your power. Your yoke-destroying power, your healing power, your delivering power. You are our strong power. Oh, Lord, in your glory, we take authority in the name of Jesus, of every satanic spirit on the earth, in the earth, and command them to come subject to the authority of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, every curse, every attack, every plot, every scheme, device, any manner of operation of the enemy, we divinely frustrate it and bring it to nothing less in Jesus'